you have the floor.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ashab al-Sa'ada.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Today's world faces the sad reality. Families are facing many difficulties. Children, persons with disabilities, older persons are facing a harsh reality, and we have a humanitarian duty. We must work more decisively for the future and peace and justice. We must recall our commitment to the family. On behalf of the Arab group, we have presented this initiative to protect the family. At this 30th anniversary, we must recall that the family is the cornerstone of prosperous societies. We have launched the Ethical Charter of the Family based on compassion, justice and equality in Qatar through the 2030 Qatar Vision. We seek to build a solid foundation with the family at its heart. The family is not just a unit, it is the source of moral values. We thus have adopted also a law on persons with disability and a law on children. My country has sought to empower families economically with a program to provide financial education and increase productivity. We have worked to improve the lot of persons with disabilities. We see disability not from a medical point of view, but from a humanitarian, economic and family-based point of view. We have an application used to give access to sign language through all digital platforms. And our Ministry for Social Development and the Family has launched the First Year of Marriage project, which seeks to provide advice and has reduced the number of divorces. We have sought to protect families who are victims of war, taking in families from Gaza to provide health care and education. We place the family at the heart of our development efforts. We stated at the General Assembly that yesterday that there are crimes against the people of Gaza, and we wish to speak on behalf of all of the suffering families. These families are the cornerstone of the future. Wars and conflicts cause mass destruction, but pain can give rise to hope, and we look to hope, dignity, and sustainable development. We hope that this discussion will pave the way for a fairer world where there is no